First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio. KQQZ, St. Louis. This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad.
This is Bob Romanek. Just got out of the restroom, so I'm running late. If you people don't like it, don't listen. Shut it off. Go somewhere else. Just give me a warning that it's not going to get any better. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I am Bob Romanek, again, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest today and every day. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this overcast Thursday morning. Looks like we had a little bit of snow last night. You know, these news media bastards, they always want to tell you one thing, and it usually ends up being another thing. But they want to tell you about it's going to be 3 to 4 inches of snow. The roads are going to be bad. This is going to be bad. That's going to be bad. And nothing was really bad. The only bad thing yesterday was the acquittal of Donald Trump. That never, never, never should even came as far as it did. But these Democrats, and again, I'm not a Republican. I'm not taking up for the Republicans because I'm a Republican. I'm taking up for the Republicans at this point because I believe they were right in what they did. The Article 1, the abuse of power, Trump won 52 to 48. The Article 2, the obstruction of Congress, he won 53 to 48. In the U.S. Senate, and they needed two-thirds majority to find him guilty. So they needed 67. They needed 67 votes to find him guilty. They were 21 votes short. 21 votes short of finding him guilty. And it's amazing. It's amazing how afterwards that asswipe, no count, good for nothing bitch, Nancy Pelosi, she acts like she did everything right. She acts like Trump's still guilty, even though he was acquitted. But see, that's what these Democrats do. They don't know what the hell's going on. They've got 8 or 10 or 12 candidates running for president. Nobody knows what's going on. They all think they can win, and they're all talking crap. I honestly think at the end of the day, you may see President Trump running against Bernie Sanders, and I don't think under any circumstances that Trump can lose to Bernie Sanders. I just think Bernie is so far out there, and he's going to have his show of support. That's true. He's going to have his show of support, but it's not even going to be close to getting him elected president of the United States. And I say, if it is, when stranger things have happened, you'll see this country go to hell in a handbasket a lot quicker than I said 20, 25, 30 years. And I still say in 20, 25, 30 years that we will be a socialistic country. Everybody I've talked to has said the same thing. Now, they're a little pissed, but I don't really give a damn. You hear this crap on TV, you hear this crap on the radio all the time, and most people just let it go. But everyone knew that Trump was never going to get convicted. Everyone knew that he'd never have 67 votes, two-thirds of majority in the United States Senate to vote against him. And it's really amazing. It's really amazing how these ass-white bastard Democrats, how they want to flip the script all the time. Well, you know, he was acquitted, but that doesn't mean he wasn't guilty. He was acquitted, but that doesn't mean we're not coming after him again. And they're not going to come after him again, because they knew they were wrong on this one. But they fought it. All of them fought it. All the big shot Democrats fought it, and it did them no good at the end of the day. It did them no good at the end of the day because they knew they were gonna be wrong. You've got Nadler, you've got Pelosi, you've got all of them talking like they thought they could win something. And they knew all along, and you could hear the talk under the table in Washington, D.C., that everyone knew that Trump was never going to get convicted. Everybody knew that Trump was never going to get 67 votes, two-thirds of the votes against him, but they fought it, and they fought it, and they fought it, and everybody just kind of lets it go. And then the newspaper, this St. Louis Post disgrace, and they are a piece of crap. And it says in that piece of crap, but her speech shredding on Tuesday night appeared to mark a more pointed post-impeachment phrase, one Trump's reelection campaign quickly fought to monetize. Wow, Nancy ripped my speech. She truly hates America, said in a text. It's unbelievable. And Pelosi and all these rotten bastards, they're going to fight, and they're going to continue to fight. Now, as they're fighting to make Trump look bad, all they're doing is hurting themselves in the upcoming presidential election. Said in the paper that it was proven what Trump did was wrong, but he did not get impeached. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. In all these newspapers, it's unbelievable how they'll take a story, how they'll twist and turn it, how they don't really give a damn. But I tell you, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing to see what goes on now, up and now until the election time. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable to see all these politicians thinking they know what's best, thinking they know what's better than everybody else. And now, with this election coming up, with this 8 or 10 or 12 candidates, they're all starting to fight each other. They're all starting to fight each other, but none of them give a damn. That's the problem. Nobody gives a damn. They're only worried about themselves. They're only worried about benefiting themselves and their political agenda. They don't give a damn about anything else. They do not give a damn about anybody else, and they're going to fight you. They're going to fight you along the way. They don't give a damn if they're wrong, if they're right. They give a damn less about any of that. All they give a damn about is saying, no matter what happens, they were right, the Republicans were wrong, but at the end of the day, it makes them no difference. It makes them no difference because they're going to play the game they're going to play, and they're going to continue to play it. Again, we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. Lines are open, toll-free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I'd like to get some callers of people that take this election serious and can give some poignant views on the election. You don't have to be for Trump to say that he didn't do anything wrong. And you don't have to be against Trump to say he did anything wrong. You know, sometime your enemies do things that aren't wrong, but it's always amazing how your enemy always tries to make something wrong out of something, even though there's no truth to it. They don't give a damn. You think they give a damn? They give a damn less. They want to fight the fight, no matter how long it takes, no matter what's going on. These rotten, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards want to fight the fight and continue to fight the fight. I see I was doing some research, and I was looking at some various things. Bernie Madoff. You guys remember old Bernie Madoff, the one that stole 25, 50 billion, B, not M, not million, but billion, in the stock market. And nobody for 30 years ever said anything against him. You know why? Because everybody that he was working with was making money. You think they give a damn if what he was doing was right or what he was doing was wrong? Hell no, they don't. They give a damn less. They give a damn less. All they want is to make their money. They knew the crap was going on. They knew what they did and what they were doing wasn't totally right. But nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn. They want to have it their way. And if it's not their way, then they all say it should be the highway. But it's amazing. It's amazing. But Bernie Madoff says he's terminally ill. He's got cancer. He's terminally ill. And apparently, the way they're talking, is not going to be around much longer. Now, I don't really think that makes a difference to anybody but his family, because the people that he screwed along the way, they give a damn less. They'd like to have their money back. Some of them aren't getting their money back. And so what are you going to do? You have to take the good with the bad, and you have to say, you know, it's never going to happen. We're never going to get our money back. So you just have to run with it. You have to work with it. And you have to make it what it is. Now, some people won't want to do that. Some people will say, oh, no, we're not having it that way. But at the end of the day, people, at the end of the day, that's the way it is. And that's the way it's going to be. You're going to have to agree to disagree sometimes. But there's sometimes along the way, you're not going to get what you want, no matter whose side you're on, no matter what's going on. We've got some callers. Let's go ahead and take a couple for the meantime. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Dan, proud white man. Listen, yesterday when I was looking at this Pelosi fiasco, when she was crying and ripping up the paper, I thought to myself, what's the difference between what she just did with that paper that's an official document, federal document, and what if she were to, and I noticed that the flag was right behind her. What if she would have just took that flag and just grabbed it off the wall and threw it on the ground and stomped it? I'm just appalled by her the disrespect for the nation's capital and the president and everything. I can't get over that, you know, and then the people to defend that and say that it's okay for what she did. But like you said, there's always going to be two sides of the story. But, you know, for her to do that, I would never do that, even though I disagree a lot of times with the Democrats. But I said yesterday, whatever president's in office, that's who I respect. He's our president. We're America. You know, and we got to get behind him sometimes. You might not always agree with the president, but don't agree with friends. That's just life. You know, but sometimes you got to just say, you know, okay, you got to show some respect somewhere. Because without respect, what do we got? Anarchy.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what, Dan? I agree, and thanks for the call. I agree exactly what you say, and I agree with you. Now, there's going to be people that don't agree with you, and they've got every right to disagree with you. They got every right, if they're Republican or Democrat, to disagree with you. But at the end of the day, your opinion is your opinion. You stand tall on your opinion. I'm sure you've researched it, and this is a conclusion you've come up with. Now, other people will come up with different conclusions. They'll research the same thing. And see, they have every right to do that. What pisses me off is when some asswipe bastard says, I don't agree with what he's saying. He's wrong. No, I don't agree with what a lot of people say. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying that I disagree. I've done my research, and I say, no, to me, after my research, I found out that it's not that way. Now, I don't have to hate. I don't even hate Pelosi. I think she's a no-count rotten bitch, but I don't hate her. I just don't like the crap she's doing. And what pisses me off more than anything, and all you people out there in radio land, all you people that listen all throughout this country, understand, these bastards want you to believe everything they say. They don't want you to research it. The hell with research. Why are they researching anything? You know that you're wrong, and this is what your enemies on either side of the aisle. There's enough asswipe, no count, good for nothing. Democrats are Republicans. Now, I think the rank and file Democrats and the rank and file Republicans, I think they're decent people. I think they make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But you have to learn from your mistakes. You have to think, hey, after doing research, I found out I was wrong about this. And that's what you have to do. A decent person will do that. A decent person like me, who's a no good rotten bastard. But when I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. And I've been wrong a few times. I've been right more than I've been wrong. But when I'm wrong, I'll admit it. Most people won't. They'll just keep fighting the fight, like Pelosi, like Chuck Schumer, like all these bastards. They're going to tell you, oh, he was acquitted, but he was still guilty. They're going to play that he was still guilty card for however and however. And they just hope that eventually they'll convince you that they are right and you are wrong. But I say to everybody, research it, find out what you think is right, and until you think you're wrong, run with what you have. But don't sit there and fight just because, hey, I'm a Democrat, so I have to fight with the Democrats. No, there's a lot of times the Democrats are wrong. There's a lot of time the Republicans are wrong. But with old Bernie, and we'll get off him here momentarily, he seeks an early prison release. Now, I think he's done 50. I don't know how much time he's actually got. I'll try to pull it up and see. But, you know, he's terminally ill, they say, and he wants to be early prison release. Now, I don't know how early his prison release can be, but I think he's got 20, 30, 40 years. I think it's a life sentence for him, but that's the way these bastards are. They're going to fight it. Whether they're right or wrong, they're going to fight it and say, hey, I'd like to have the opportunity to get out of jail. Of course, I think everybody would like the opportunity to get out of jail. Sometimes it's just not going to happen. You see, down in Miami, Florida, and I know most of you people won't get this crap, but it's all legit. They've got the 48-year-old aide to Miami's mayor sent a picture of his penis to a minor in mid-January. The top aide to Miami's mayor, Rene Pendoza, Mayor Francis Suarez's former spokesman, allegedly sent the picture to a teenager and requested some kind of photo back, the Miami Herald reported. He resigned after the mayor said he admitted to being under investigation for personal misconduct. It's unbelievable. It said the police were called within 2 minutes of the victim receiving the picture on their computer or phone. It says the alleged victim knew Pendoza and apparently thought it was okay until the nasty-ass picture of his penis come out. And it said, at this point, he's not been arrested, but they think it's coming. And it's amazing. It is amazing how somebody can think, oh, what I did wasn't really so bad. No, what you did was asinine. What you did was send the picture of your penis to some poor minor and think you're going to get away with it? It's really unbelievable, but they let it go. And then you see in Los Angeles County, the ex-sheriff, Lee Baca, he was the former elected sheriff of Los Angeles County, Sheriff Lee Baca, reported to prison to begin serving a 3-year sentence for corruption, according to federal authorities. He's crying and moping and groaning that he really didn't do anything wrong, but they pled out and he got 3 years, so he'll do about 2.5 years. And then when he gets out, it's hard telling what the hell's going to happen to him. He's never going to get back into law enforcement, I guarantee you. I guarantee you on that. And then you've got here a Florida trooper killed by stranded motorist, a stranded driver on the internet. Interstate, I'm sorry. A Florida State Patrolman was fatally shot Wednesday by a stranded motorist who was then killed by another officer. The shooting that killed Trooper Joe Bullock, 42, happened around 11:15 a.m. near Palm City, located about 45 miles north of West Palm Beach. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He was standing there. This guy was standing. I guess he was broke down on the highway. But he said this trooper come up to him, and it was amazing. It was amazing. It said that he pulled up, worried about not only what was on the inside of the car, but the danger of waiting for you on the outside. And it said that Bullock is the 49th Florida State Trooper to die in the line of duty in the agency's 80 years. The last trooper was Trooper Tracy Vickers, who was killed in a traffic crash in September near Orlando. Now, it's amazing. You see and you hear all this stuff. Nobody pays attention. Nobody pays attention. But if you're one of the family members, if you're a police officer, you better pay attention. You better pay attention, because if you don't, nobody will think about it. Nobody will do anything about it. And it just goes away. Now, that was in Florida. Now, yesterday, it says a Alabama police officer fatally shot in traffic stop, man charged with murder. An Alabama police officer was fatally shot in a shooting during a chase, the mayor said, and the suspect was charged with capital murder on Wednesday. Says a police officer whose name was not immediately released was killed in a confrontation that began on Interstate 65 around 10 p.m. Tuesday. It's amazing. Tried to stop a vehicle and the driver wouldn't pull over. The patrol car from the town of Kimberly joined in and the officer was shot. The officer was taken to the hospital for treatment but later died. It's amazing. It's amazing how this crap continues to go on and on and on. And the bad part about this, that's two troopers in less than 2 days. Now, how many others do you think have been shot? How many officers do you think have been shot? And maybe really just not made, but the 8th page, the 9th page, the 10th page of the newspaper. Nobody wants to address the major crap that's going on. They won't address it. They'll take care of all the bull crap, but they don't want to take care of the serious stuff. And what happens? It just kind of goes by the wayside. Nobody addresses it. You'll hear about it 1 day or 2 days in the newspaper on page 30, page 25, page 28. But you never get real firsthand opportunity. And people will say, well, that happened in Florida. That happened in Alabama. It can happen any place, people. And we just let it go. We let it go and let it go. Nobody says anything. Nobody does anything. And that's why I think there's been more and more shootings of police officers and nobody gives a damn. It's amazing that nobody gives a damn anymore as to what's going on, because you know why? It doesn't affect them. And it's amazing to have to say that, but that's the way it's been. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it's going to continue to be until we the good people, both black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, say, hey, enough's enough, and we're going to do what we have to do. We're going to put these bastards out on the line that want to kill a police officer, because for me, there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than killing a police officer and then nobody saying anything about it, just letting it go like it never happened. Now, I believe that's the worst. I believe that's the worst thing a person can do. Of course, that's just my opinion. I hope your opinion is held accordingly, but it could be wrong. It could be wrong. We're going to take a break momentarily, but I want to talk here just real quick about Fairview Heights. Fairview Heights building bought for a pot dispensary. Fairview Heights is going to allow marijuana to be sold. They've got a marijuana dispensary in Collinsville. Now, you know they've got one in Sauget. Now they're going to have a great, great, great big one in Fairview Heights. They voted 9-1 on Tuesday to approve regulation for recreational marijuana business that they want to open in the community. This is Fairview Heights. This is Fairview Heights, who before ruled by the book. Everything was by the book, and I understood that. And when you went to Fairview, you know everything was done by the book. But now they're talking to the neighbor communities. They're talking to everybody. And they're gonna have medical marijuana. They're gonna have recreational marijuana by a vote of 9-1. And it's amazing. It's amazing how much money. They said that they're seeing the reports could be anywhere from $3 to $4 million on an annual basis. That's just in Fairview Heights alone. What about Collinsville? What about Sauget? Both right off the interstate. This is right off the interstate. Every building they have, the one in Sauget is right off 255. The one in Collinsville is off 5570. And this one's going to be right off 64. So you can see them from the highway. And it appears to me at the end of the day, the people are not going to say a damn thing about it. Because, see, the people haven't voted on it. The politicians have voted on it. And you know what I say, and it'll happen this election like it happens every other election. They'll say, oh, we're listening to the people. We're not going to do anything until the people tell us what to do, and we're going to follow their lead. None of them do that. None of them. Now, there may be a few stragglers, a few Democrats, and a few Republicans that would really like to do it the right way. But when it's all said and done, even these guys go along with the program because they know they can't win. If they're not the majority rule in the House or Senate, wherever state they're from, they know they're not going to rule. So most of them just give a little argument. And at the end of the day, they say, hey, it's going to pass anyway, so we might as well go along with it. Look at what we've done in Illinois. Legalized marijuana. Recreational marijuana, medical marijuana, gambling all over the place. There's gambling in every spot that they can put five machines and a case of beer. They're all over the state of Illinois. They're going to be all over the state of Missouri in another year. And then from there, it's going to get worse. And you good people know that. And I know you people that listen to me, you have to ask yourself, where's all this money coming from? All these new casinos coming up, all these new gambling dens coming up. Where is all this money coming from? I've asked that question 1,000 times before, and I don't seem to get a good answer. But we're going to fight the fight. We're going to continue to talk for the people, not for the politicians. We're going to continue to talk for the people and try to keep this country going in the right direction. Now, I believe that we're going to lose out in another 20, 30 years, but we can keep the fight going as long as we can. And until we can't, we will. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it.
Welcome, welcome, as always, back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and the lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom. May not get to you. A lot of times we hold 20, 30, 40 calls, but the lines are open because we are the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And, you know, people, sometime I want to talk about race. Not a racist. I'm a realist. But I'm going to tell you when I think the blacks are wrong. I'm going to tell you when I think the whites are wrong. I'm going to tell you when I think the niggers are wrong. And I'm going to tell you when I think the honkies and the crackers, the white no-good, no-count bastards are wrong. Doesn't make me any difference. There's a lot of proud black people who do things that aren't right. And there's a lot of niggers who do things that aren't right, as there is a lot of proud whites that do things that aren't right. And there's a lot of crackers and hunkies out there, the white bastards that don't do right. Now, most people, they'll just let some of this crap go. Hey, let it go. You know, they're niggers, they're crackers, they're hunkies. We don't want to deal with it. I say, no, I want to deal and bring up whatever we need to bring up. I don't want to keep on the same subjects day in and day out, because when you do, that's all you have is one or two subjects. And most people don't give a damn. Most people don't give a damn. After a day or two, they're going to move on to something else. And they're not going to talk about anything that they don't want to talk about. And that's really a shame. That's really a shame, because sometimes people talk about the wrong things when they should be talking about the right things. I said yesterday, you guys know the Illinois pot sales reached nearly $40 million in the first 30 days, from January the 1st to January the 31st, 2020. Illinois had in their dispensary sold nearly $40 million. Now listen to this, $40 million worth of recreational weed during the state's first month of legal sales. That's $40 million in recreational fees. Talks nothing about the medical marijuana, how much they made. But they say the dispensary sold over 970,000 products. It's amazing. And they're saying that Illinois residents brought in over $31 million. And the out-of-state visitor sales totaled right at $9 million. And they're making a big to-do about it. They're making a big, big to-do on the business page, because they're taking it serious. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how before people said, hey, we're not going to take it and justify it. We're not going to take it and legalize it. You see how fast they made their turnabout? You see how fast they made their turnabout. And I think most of these damn politicians, as I've told you time and time and time again, they don't really give a damn. They do not give a damn. They're going to do what they think's best for their political group. They're going to do what they think's best for their political group to get reelected. And if it's to sell marijuana, that's fine. If it's to sell lottery tickets, that's fine. If it's to have gambling at the racetracks, that's fine. Whatever it's going to take, because see, they need the money. And they will tell you, oh, the money's going to go for this and that to help the public. 99% of the time, they're lying. Now, they may take the lottery money and they may do what they say they're going to do. Say there's 200 million, 500 million. But at the end of the day, they're going to take another 500-600 million that was initially spent to take care of these bills, and they're going to spend them on the things that they want to spend them on. So they're never going to let you get ahead of the game. They'll talk that crap. They'll talk that crap day in and day out, but that's all they're doing. That's all they're doing is talking crap, because they're never, never, ever, ever going to let us, any of us, ever get ahead of the game. People say, well, you know, we're going to lose this and we're going to lose that. We're going to lose everything at the end of the day. It's going to be, again, in another 25, 30 years that the residents of this great country, this once great country, will be given everything that they need to survive. And then everything else will be taken away by the socialistic government. And the government will be socialistic in another 25, 30 years. We can see it coming. All you middle-aged older people, you can see it coming. See, we're not gonna be around to change it. We're not gonna be around to change it, but it's gonna get worse. It's not gonna get better. You guys have seen it for the last 5, 10, 15 years. It's all starting to go south on us. Maybe not as fast as some of these ass white bastards would like it. And I think that's because the last 4 years, because of Trump, and the Democrats have been fighting the Republicans. And I think the Republicans, a lot of times, are trying to do what's right. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. But every time the Republicans lose, it costs more money, more headaches, more political positions, because these Democrats, see, there's the Democrats in this country, there's the Republicans in this country, and then there's a socialist in this country. And I think they're picking up socialists every day. Now, I don't think Bernie Sanders has even close to enough socialists to win the election for him. And I think everybody down the road knows that. But I think he's going to make a fight. And of course, he'll lose. He'll lose in November if he is the candidate. And he'll be bitching about, just like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton says what? It was stolen from her. And I'm sure Bernie Sanders is going to say the same thing. I should have won. I should have been the president of the United States. It was stolen from me. And he'll play that card. He'll play that race card. And I mean, actually, it is a race card because he's fighting for the blacks. He's fighting for the blacks as much as he, or more than he's fighting for the white people. Now, some of the white people understand that. The middle-aged, older white people understand that, and they don't want anything to do with him. They don't want a damn thing to do with Bernie Sanders. But what they do want, is some fair and impartial treatment by the political base. They're not getting it. You know, it may be 10% the people get what they deserve, and 90% the politicians get and steal what they don't reserve. That's the way it's been going since the 70s, and it continues. It continues to slow down. It continues to go the other way. And again, I honestly think in another 30 years, these millennials coming up, and they've got the Generation X coming up, they'll be happy just to get what they want. They won't care about a lot of other things. They won't care about things that a normal American citizen like to have, go on vacation, take care of your family, have a little money put away. I don't think that's going to be the main focus in 25, 30 years. Now, somebody said they thought I was wrong. I'm not wrong. You people can hear it and see it coming. You know what's coming, and it's not going to get any better. They get pissed at me. Last Friday, the 12th bad article about me in the St. Louis Post Disgrace, about how, goodbye, Bob Romanek, it's time for me to go. I'm a no good son of a bitch. I'm cussing everybody out. I'm not kissing anybody's ass. And that's what they want. They all want ass kissers. They want people on TV and radio that's going to kiss everybody's ass. I'm not about to kiss anybody's ass. I'll tell you the way I feel it is after research. And you can research it, and if you think I'm wrong, you can call back. You know, I've had callers that have sit there the whole show, and I just haven't had time, like today, haven't had time to get to the 20, 30, 50 callers, and that's just the way it is. I've got an hour to do my show, and I'm going to do my show. One day, if I feel like talking, I may have, and I've had 10, 12 people call. Other days, I've had 40 people call and didn't take one call. And you know why I can do that? Because I can. Because I'm Bob Romanek, and I can do what the hell I want. And you're whoever you are, and you good people aren't any worse than me, and you're not any better than me. You can do what you want. Now, you're going to have repercussions, as I have repercussions every day, and that's okay. We can take those repercussions. But we all have to stand tall for what we believe in, do what we think's right, and go from there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble. but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, welcome back to the last couple of minutes. Sorry for all the callers. Didn't want to get to you today because I had better things to do. But you can call tomorrow. We've got calls from California, New York. We've got them from all over. But if we don't feel like taking them, we're not going to take them. I was told by my producer that Bernie Madoff received 150 years in federal prison. And his attorney's trying to get him out with less than 12. So if you're doing 150 and they're trying to get you out in less than 12, you know, something's not right with that. They're kissing somebody's ass, but the billions of dollars that he stole, I think he ought to have got 250 years. And that's just my personal opinion, so take it for what it's worth. As always, people, time to go. And as always, let's know what we have to do. We have to all come together. The election's coming up in November. I'm not telling you who to vote for. You research it. You vote for the best candidate that'll do for you, your family, your community, your state, and your country. It can be a Democrat. It can be a Republican. It makes no difference. Vote who you think's right for you. And if everybody does that, we'll get back to having a great, great government, because people will start voting for someone who wants to do for everybody, not just for themselves in their political party. It's a shame. It's a shame when that happens. So as always, let's continue. Let's continue down that road. You know what we have to do. We have to keep all these politicians in sight. Because the first time they tell you, oh, we're going to do right and we're going to do this and we're going to do that, it never happens. You people know it. You've been watching TV and you've heard me for the last week or two or three. Same crap about President Trump. Same crap about Nancy Pelosi. Same crap about all the Democrats and all the Republicans fighting each other. We don't need that. We need everyone to come together. We can have differences, but at the end of the day, we're all going to have to compromise if we want to keep this country great. And to do that, you know what we have to do? We have to continue to unite, to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, we have to destroy them before they destroy us. Never any violence, people. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.